Bonita Coleman Stewart's happiest day at work was when a second black vice president, this time a man, was named within Google's business organization. Earning her VP title in 2011 had been surreal, a significant accomplishment in the flat, hierarchical world of technology. The title symbolized passing through the golden door of opportunity, entering an inner circle, tasting the sacred water. But there was a double sense of pride and responsibility for Bonita. During the Great Recession, she was also the first and only woman chosen to lead a large U.S. revenue sector. Bonita deserved the promotion, of course. She was successfully running a multi-billion dollar U.S. media sales division at Google across finance, media and entertainment, automotive, and travel, managing a team of 200-plus and more than 600-plus clients in a hyper-growth environment. Her 3 decades of leading large teams, innovating digital solutions, and driving profits in major corporations in the IT, automotive, and now technology fields had been recognized both inside and outside Google. But she considered it a personal triumph when another black executive joined her. Both her and his full regalia of experience, results, and credentials said to Google employees and the business world at large that we, collective black executives, can do this. Jacqueline Adams' happiest day at work was in 1979. Introducing one of her first stories on the CBS Evening News, anchor Walter Cronkite, dubbed the most trusted man in America, announced she had studied agribusiness while she earned her MBA from Harvard Business School. Cronkite's announcing the impressive credential to America seemed to rankle some of her less well-educated colleagues. Several white male correspondents made sure she knew how upset they were that the anchor had singled out her background. But for Jackie, Cronkite's decision to note her education and validate her expertise was a clear statement to the viewing audience and to CBS News writ large that she was qualified and wasn't just an affirmative action hire. In hindsight, neither of us saw ourselves as unicorns, rare and highly valuable beings in the business world. We didn't fully appreciate that being ambitious, unafraid, successful women of color made us pioneers.